Hello there. Happy New Year. Sunday, January 8, 2017. It's been a bit, but things are busy. Hope your new year has started well. We're on one of those glorious post-winter storm days. The sky is crystal blue and clear, maybe a few powdery clouds dotting the heavens here and there. And the ground is all white. Here in Franklin, we probably got about 8, 9, 10 inches. It's kind of hard to tell because some of it drifted here and there. But we're in that ballpark. It's all powdery snow. Very light, easy to maneuver. Oh goodness. So the driveway's clear, the sidewalk's clear. And I just walked about 5.5 miles. And the town looks in good shape. School sidewalks are clear, school parking lots are clear. So when Monday comes, school will open. Should open without delay, unless something else happens otherwise between now and then. It's New England. It's winter. And as you can probably hear, it's windy. The wind chill, I think, has us forecast to be zero or below. It's kind of cold. But I covered up with appropriate layers, and it was fine walking. Really fine. Enjoyed the walk thoroughly. Now I'll settle in for a bit of computerization. Maybe have some popcorn. Some liquid brew. And get on with the rest of the day. But because it's the new year, I normally go through some goal settings. So I've got my goals set for this year. It's kind of a reprise, but I think it's just as appropriate as ever before. It's kind of the four C's: content, generating conversation, building community, leading to commitment. All the more appropriate these days. It's the next evolution of being an informed journalist, an information protection specialist, living in that sweet spot between the work world and the public-private world, home life, neighborhood, community. Franklin matters. So while inside the wall at work, inside the firewall at work, information protection reigns supreme, I still have to generate the appropriate content, make sure we have the right conversations with the business units so that they understand what's going on, so that we enhance the community of awareness we have, and we ultimately get commitment in terms of delivering on what we're supposed to. To provide better information protection, because that really matters. And on the public side, for Franklin matters. Finding the right content or producing the right content from town meetings, or even now a special report I'm working on because of this Residential 7 bylaw that passed in 2013, got implemented in 2014. And is now being reconsidered for another location in 2017. We're on, I think it was about an 11-acre plot. The current zoning would allow 7 or 8 residences. By putting the Res 7 bylaw in place, it would allow 30-plus residences. What does that do for us? I understand the concept of Res 7, high-density residence. You can do that in an apartment base. Not very good for the town. May be appropriate for some income folks. May not be for others who are looking for some equity and tax advantages from a home ownership. But then it's also the location. What's the infrastructure? Can the location, can the plot actually support the density? Is it appropriate for that spot? In this particular case, without getting to all the details, maybe not. It's up on a hill. It's on a slab. Will the town be able to extend the water, sewer? Will the road traffic handle the additional? Are the neighbors going to be appropriately bought into it? So as part of the special report, what I'm doing is going back to 2013, putting together the timeline as to how the bylaw came about, going back to 2014 and how it was actually implemented in its first location, so that as people approach this proposal, they'll be able to put it appropriately in perspective, I hope, that's my hope, with all the facts. So content leading to conversation, building community, leading to commitment. You probably can do something like that in your own space, in your own subject arena, in your own work life, in your own personal life. Or come up with your other goals. But whatever they are, January is a good time for planning, whether it's a New Year's resolution or not. What are you going to do this year? How are you going to do it this year? When are you going to do it this year? All good questions. If you haven't thought about it, now's the time. So that's about it for the moment. As I'm standing here in the cool, beginning to feel a little bit of the cold as I've stopped moving. So the cold is now starting to settle into the bones. I want to go get a warm shower so I can enjoy some refreshments and enjoy the rest of the day. So take care, be well. Until next time, this is Steve Sherlock for Steve's 2 Cents here in Franklin, Mass.